not get to the rest of the game. Believe that.
Strap on the boots and scrape up the knuckles.
Man, this defense is bringing it.
This is the Big Red Rage with Adrian Wilson.
I gave him a finger down there. I want to hit. That's my job description.
He is slammed down by Adrian Wilson. He picked him up and buried him.
Satisfy your appetite for destruction.
Picked off by Adrian Wilson.
What a play by the gas man, Adrian Wilson.
The Rage is brought to you by Bud Light. The sure sign of a good time. Here we go. University of Phoenix, the official education partner of the Arizona Cardinals. And by azcardinals.com, the Cardinals' inside source on the web.
Adrian Wilson just ate his liver with fava beans and a fine Chianti. Bang! There it is.
Temperature rising, vision blurring, rage taking over.
From Marley Sports Grill at the Chandler Fashion Center.
Hey guys, where else would you rather be?
Paul Calvisi.
Get the popcorn ready. It's going to be a show.
Ron Wolfley.
What's my name?
And Adrian Wilson.
I told you, boy. I told you.
Shoot first, ask questions later.
Unleash the fury!
Bye. Who needs a bye? The Big Red Rage certainly doesn't need no stinking bye. Here we are at Marley's in Chandler. It's not the bye week edition of the Big Red Rage. It is the 3-2 first place edition of the NFC West. That's the edition of the Big Red Rages, and we are loaded like a Ron Wolfley dinner plate tonight. Are we not, Wolf, down there? All Wolf putting that into Wolfley. I know what you just did to that dinner plate you had moments ago. You're ready to go, aren't you, Ron?
Absolutely, Paulie. I mean, is there anything better right now than being 3-2? Well, maybe 4-1, right? I think 4-1, maybe 5-0. But I think when you looked at the schedule coming in this year, realistically, you said to yourself, my goodness, we've got five new faces on the defensive side of the ball. We are trying to replace a Hall of Fame quarterback in Kurt Warner. By the way, you're going to travel to Atlanta, a team that many people think could make an awful lot of noise this year in the NFC. You're going to San Diego as well. And you're going to host the defending Super Bowl champion New Orleans Saints week number 5. You better believe it. To be 3-2 right now with everything that's going on with his football team, this is a blessing right now. I will guarantee you, Paul, this is a blessing for this football team.
You know what else is a blessing? It might be the only thing better is to have an all Mesa edition of the Big Red Rage.
Mesa!
Right around the corner, it's going to be Deuce Latouille and Max Hall. Maybe the only other thing better than that, Wolf, is how about these factoids for you? The Week 5 TV ratings, the best ever for a Week 5 broadcast in Arizona Cardinals history. This team is off the hook with the TV viewership right now.
So what you're saying is you've got the TV ratings, Paulie, right now. Would you like to break that down? Because I know you worked in the industry. Did you not, Paul? Had the Caesar haircut, the gold chain, the black blazer. Didn't you, Paul? How good are those numbers right there?
If the ratings were a baseball pitcher, you'd say they're filthy, okay? A 25 rating and a 48 share. It's unheard of in this fractured world of cable TV.
Okay, so the 25 rating right there, and Max Hall actually got the start, didn't he?
Undrafted
free agent rookie.
Yep.
Which makes me think of one thing, Paul, and here it comes.
Oh, no.
Are you not entertained?
Little Maximus from Gladiator, is that what we're talking about here, Wolf?
Are you not entertained?
Although Deuce Latouille had a different nickname for Max Hall coming off the field the other day. Maybe we'll hear that on the other side. We'll also hear about the Cardinals are now the 11th most popular team in the NFL, according to the Harris Poll. Talk about two guys who can appreciate that ascent up the rankings there, no doubt about it. Deuce Latouille, Max Hall, straight ahead. It is the Big Red Rage with Ron Wolfley, yours truly, Paul Calvisi, Adrian Wilson on a much-deserved bye week. Back to Marley's right after this.
Shotgun snap to Breeze from his end zone. Throws near side, and it is picked off. Intercepted by DRC. Runs right. He gets to the 10. DRC at the 5. Touchdown, Cardinals!
A guarantee! If ever there was a game for this defense to show up, baby, it was this one. And boy, did they ever deliver.
No doubt about it. How about a 10-point win on 10-10 of 2010? That would be the Cardinals taking down the Super Bowl defending New Orleans champs. And yeah, the guys from the Bayou there, Wolf, they went down. There were no guarantees, even though that's what the odds maker said. We should have known, Wolf. Welcome back into the Big Red Rage. Ron Wolf, yours truly, Paul Calvisi, our special guest in just a moment. We should have known, Wolf, that when the Cardinals, when they get beat down, right, they show up. When everybody counts them out, right, they're all in. I mean, we should have known they would respond like that, and that's exactly what they did.
And not only that, too, Paulie, but I think this team right now has really formed a special bond with the Red Sea at University of Phoenix Stadium. I'm telling you, they are a different football team in that building, and I think that's been proven over the last 3 years. Give a lot of credit to that bond between them and the fans.
How about three interceptions against Drew Brees? He had just 2-2 games. The fans were all over the defense. The fans were all in support of the offense. And let's bring in two very key members of the offense filling in. It takes two to fill in for Adrian Wilson. And that would be none other than Deuce Latuhi and your new starting quarterback, Max Hall, the all-Mesa edition of the Big Red Rage. Gentlemen, how are we doing? Is there sort of a synergy between you Mesa guys? I mean, Deuce, I mean, right away you guys have that working chemistry, sort of like Max and Larry Fitzgerald, because you guys are both from Mesa. Is that how that works?
Yeah, we're both from Mesa. You know, we're here to represent where we're from. You know, we got a Toro in the house, a Jackrabbit. So, you know, back in the day, you know, 92, at the state championship, Mesa and Mesa Mountain View and Mesa High got the biggest rumble on the field.
Really?
It's like watching the Outsiders or something.
The social, the grease.
How about that? The Outsiders. A little nice. SE hidden reference. Yeah.
Nice. Let's go to the offense. And Deuce, let's tell us, were you living vicariously through Levi Brown when he had that fumble recovery? Here's the guy right here. Boom, the ball comes loose. Levi Brown's in the end zone. I mean, is that not the dream of every old lineman?
Oh, you know what? The most disappointing thing was he didn't have a touchdown dance, you know? It's your offensive lineman.
Right.
You're looked at as a fat guy, not athletic.
No. Deuce, come on now. You're only 350.
Yeah, get in the end zone. It's your time to shine, you know? And so, I mean, we're in there. We're looking at him where I was like, okay, I paused. I was going to let him do his little dance on in the end zone. But he didn't do anything. He did like Bobby Boucher. Slap hands. You know what I mean?
So what would you do? Give us a sense. Can you give us a little play-by-play? If and when you ever get a touchdown, how would that go from there?
I don't know. In meetings, me and Max Hall, we got this little wave connect thing when we get our chance to dance, and then I touch him and he does it back.
Oh, it's like right now. No, no, go ahead. Send it back that way.
Send it back.
Hopefully score touchdowns.
Yeah. Send it back.
Yep.
Oh man! Oh please!
You know?
Oh no!
We got a little thing going on.
Oh,
wait a minute now!
Wow! On the webcam.
This is really the webcam is recording all this.
That's not bad. Now.
So, dude, so you're telling me now you have no idea what you'd really do? I mean, you know, how about the haka? You're telling me you wouldn't do the haka, the warrior dance? Come on, stop the football, and take all the air out of the football. I think that would be really. Really cool.
You know what? The haka in Mesa alone, you know, at the time when I was a senior at Mesa High, I taught the haka to the team, and it's become such a tradition that before every Mesa High football game, the team performs the haka. They still do it. You know, I have one of my cousins here from Mesa High. He's on the team, and this is a big guy right here.
Oh, yeah, right there. Look at this guy.
And he's one of the guys who leads the haka for the Jackrabbits.
You know what? Paint your face and do the haka.
Now, Max, if you would have reached the end zone on that one, did you have something prepared? Were you going to grab Deuce and go and break into what you just showed us? Was that what we were going to see?
The plan was, to grab Deuce and throw him.
I see. Right. Yeah. Okay. Sort of like a medicine ball, I guess. Like a feat of strength. Is that what you're saying? Like superhuman strength?
We were thinking about rolling him up and bowling him to the other lineman, but I don't know how that was going to work.
You know, speaking of bowling, Max, let me jump in here because, boy, the lid came off and it was rolling across the ground like somebody was bowling, wasn't it? Now, is that the hardest you've ever been lit up? Is that the hardest you've ever been?
Gotta be.
It's up there. It's up there. You know what? Yeah, and I'm catching a lot of heat from that, especially from my teammates, you know, but
yeah.
I just, when I made that decision to cut back and I saw those guys, it was, I'm not going to slide on the 2-yard line. So I just kind of said, all right, here we go. And, you know, lucky for me, Levi was there. But I learned my lesson.
I love the fact that you went for it. Yeah. I mean, I'm serious. You know, it's the game of football. I love the fact you went for it. You put your head down. You know, you lost your lid.
Yeah.
I mean, is that ever a... Yeah, that is a bad thing, actually. Yeah. When yeah.
Max, I know you're out of it for a while. You can tell us on the other side exactly, you know, how long you were feeling that. If you're still feeling the repercussions from that hit. I know Jeremy Bridges, fellow offensive lineman with Deuce Latouille, told me, he said that he walked up to you afterwards. He said, okay, now, Max, there's only one thing that's soft on that field, and it's the pylon. Next time, instead of cutting it back in, D-lineman hard and ugly and mean, pylon soft, you can go ahead and dive for that. I know you got a lot of free advice on that one. We'll get into that next. It is a Big Red Rage. Yeah, Max Hall, everyone here at Marley's. Deuce Latouille, the Mesa connection. As, yes, Adrian Wilson, a much-earned bye week off. Ron Wolf, the yours truly, Paul Calvisi, back with more right after this from Marley's and Chandler.
It's the coolest thing I ever saw.
Snap to Hall. He's going to throw, looking right, waiting. Hall in trouble, being chased. Hall rolling left. Hall takes off inside the five. Fumble the ball. It's picked up by the Cardinals, and it's a touchdown. Picked up by Levi Brown. Touchdown, Arizona.
No way, Max Hall. The ball came out. He lost his lid. He lost the ball. And Levi Brown picked up the ball and shoved it into his belly button.
Right about there, Deuce Latouille was giving Levi some free advice on how to conduct a touchdown dance right there. And then, Max, you were being helped up. I think Larry Fitzgerald was first on the scene. Welcome back into the Big Red Rage. Yes, it is Deuce Latouille. Max Hall, you're nodding. Larry was... Well, first off, how much of that do you remember? Because if you don't, I don't blame you. That's how hard the hit was with your helmet rolling around on the turf.
The only thing I remember is the other guy going, you know, no one ever thought, you know, no one, the other guy was hurting bad too, you know, it wasn't just me.
You delivered the blow as well.
Yeah, okay. You know, that's what people got to, you know.
Right, yeah. That's
now, okay. I do remember Larry picking me up, and I couldn't really breathe, and he's squeezing me, picking me up, and I'm going, Larry, like, take it easy. But, yeah, I remember him picking me up, getting back to the sideline, and, you know, everybody's asking me questions or whatever, but I felt good, you know, no concussion, anything like that, so I was ready to roll after a few minutes.
As you were being turned into a human pinata, and you were on the ground, what was very interesting to me, Max, was the fact you were looking for the ball, weren't you? Do you remember looking for the ball? That's what I'll ask you, because there are some great camera shots, are there not, Paulie? Great camera shots where you're laying there on the
you're
ground.
You're facing that direction.
And I don't know why I'm laughing. Well, yes, I do. I've been lit up just like that. Most guys who played in the National Football League, Judge Dredd comes calling on a regular basis, and you got a house call by the dreadful one right there. But you were looking for the ball. Do you remember doing that, or was that just something you were reacting to?
No, I remember. You never give up on a play. So even though whatever I got hit, the ball went out, never give up on a play until the whistle blows. And so, you know, I was just, you know, hoping one of my guys would pick it up, and they did. So, you know.
Considering you had a lot of family members in attendance, I know I was concerned watching you, this sideline pencil neck guy. I can't imagine what your family was feeling in the stands. What kind of feedback did you get after the game on that play?
I think, you know, probably my wife and my mom were probably a little worried about it or whatever. Yeah. But, you know, I think I've been hit like that a couple times. I think everybody was just like, you know, he'll be all right. He'll bounce back.
You know, you talked to some of the guys. In fact, I wanted to ask you this after the game. You were being torn in so many different directions. You have the family. You have your first ever start. It's against the Super Bowl champions. Drew Brees is on the other sideline. Kurt Warner is in the booth. Do you think 10, 15, 20 years from now, you're going to have a heck of a story regarding your NFL debut as a starter, aren't you?
It's going to be a fun one to tell for a long time, you know, and it was really cool, you know, playing against Drew Brees, having Kurt Warner there, being able to talk to him. But as soon as that first snap, you know, you block all that out. And the only thing I hear is Deuce talking trash to the D lineman and,
oh, man.
And you know, playing the game.
And Deuce, you don't hesitate to talk, do you, Deuce? I know. We put a white. We're a little bit later, folks. We're going to hear when Deuce was mic'd up a couple of years ago. But go ahead and give everyone a little scouting report on what, you know, D lineman can expect from you. Go ahead, be honest.
You know, it's don't quit your day job. Just a lot of stuff. It's more of a mental game. Mm-hmm. I found throughout the years I've been in the league. and you can say it's a mental game.
Yes, you know? Absolutely. And I'm going to talk to you about that definitely later. But right now, I want to know this, Deuce. Coming in, of course, there was a nasty rumor out there when training camp started. You were over four bills. I mean, you know,
Now, Wolf, isn't that the pot calling the kettle black
Who told you that?
My goodness.
Paul, I'm not saying. I'm just kind of saying now. Yeah. Were you over four bills when you came in training camp?
Wow.
Wolf. You know what? As long as it's not on paper, you know, I still got pride now.
I got you. Okay. So.
But wait, it was your wife's great cooking. I remember you attributed it to, right? The great cooking at home.
It's all her fault.
Exactly. You know?
So right now you're at 350 or you're under 350? I mean, what is it?
Yeah, you know, I like to keep them guessing. Yeah. You
know? How do you feel? Because right now when I watch you play, you're moving around pretty well for a big man. Now, you are moving around very, very well. So, come on, you got to be getting close to where you want to be, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty close. Along with the weight issues and stuff like that, I think more of it, it's a personality of mine. I'm a big guy, so I'm going to play big. You know? I'm going to use this weight to do things and behave in a way where, you know, little guys are looking at me like, whoa, man, you can move. Yeah. You know, something like that. So
You're putting that gut on them now, aren't you? I mean, come on now.
I don't think my weight really matters. Unless you're Max Hall's toe, you know. So
did step on Max Hall's toe, didn't you?
Yeah, I stepped on Max Hall's toe, and I saw him kind of looking at his toe, and I'm like, oh, hey, I'm sorry, man.
How'd that feel, Max?
It wasn't just my toe, it was my foot, and I thought it popped.
So let's get this straight. I mean, it was a near concussion. It was the knee injury at one point, right? And then the foot, courtesy of Deuce. So, I mean, there was a number of things there in that game you had to deal with, correct?
Nah, it's all good, man.
You're a football player. Just tape an aspirin on it, you know, that kind of thing.
You know what? He got yelled at preseason when we play the Redskins. He's laying his shoulder into defenders when he's running out of the pocket.
Yeah.
Coach is yelling at him, hey, get out of the pocket. You know, I was like, he had a chance to run out of bounds, but he chose to go in and take a hit.
I remember that. Yeah, against the corner. I mean, do you have to mentally tell yourself that, Max? Okay, I'm a quarterback. I'm not a fullback. I mean, do you have to sort of think before you play with some of that, you know, enthusiasm kind of thing? Or, you know?
When you're just this big and built like this, you know.
Right.
No, I don't know. I got to learn to slide. I will.
No doubt about it. Look, we'll come back. We'll get Deuce's thoughts on Max. Talk about the weight that was on the shoulders of Max Hall. We'll talk about that. Maybe what Kurt Warner had to say to you before the game. Maybe what Drew Brees said to you after the game. Those are all things we're going to hit on this very special edition of the Big Red Rage. Remember, you can become a fan of the Cardinals on Facebook. Just visit facebook.com/Arizona Cardinals. It is the bi-week edition of the Big Red Rage, and we are coming extra large with Deuce Latuia and Max Hall. Back to Marley's and Chandler right after this.
The Max Hall era begins.
What a read by the rookie, Max Hall.
That is a great read by a young man.
There's a presence that Max Hall has when he's in the huddle.
That's a big time throw by Maximus Hall.
If you're a Cardinal fan, you're encouraged right now by Max Hall.
When you talk about Max Hall, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
There you go, defying the odds every step of the way. The guy who was the four-string QB at the beginning of camp is now the starter effective week five. And Wolf is turning this into a multimedia campaign as we're now looking at a picture here. Let's show it to everyone here at Marley's as Max's face in a helmet has been superimposed on a shot of Russell Crowe from Gladiator.
Yeah, go ahead, Wolf. Yeah, give me one of those, Paulie, so we can make sure the webcam right here. Ladies and gentlemen, the webcam, we got to hold this up here, but I don't know if you can see that, but you can see it. You can see Max. After Max got lit up like Juice Newton's penthouse, he was walking around the sideline there before he came out, and you know, you were bleeding. Do you remember that? You were bleeding down the nose, and it just looked so perfect. It was Maximus, and of course, are you not entertained? Yes, we are. We're very entertained by Max Hall, no doubt about it, Paul.
How much more comfortable did you feel from the first snap to the last snap of the game? I mean, how much does it continue to slow down for you over four quarters?
I for sure got better as the game went along, and I got more comfortable as it went along, and that was evident on film. you know, things slowed down for me. You know, I made a couple bad decisions early, obviously, with the interception. But I got better and made good decisions after that. I'll work on the ball security. That can be fixed. You know, the fumbles and the interceptions, I can fix that. But, you know, I made good reads. We put together a couple nice long drives. Our running game will get going, and, you know, I definitely see improvement, so it's exciting.
Deuce, talk a little bit about the offensive football team, of course, the offensive side of the ball, and some of the veterans there. And what are the veterans thinking about Max Hall? And Max, not to talk in front of you like you're not here, but yeah. What exactly are they saying?
You know, I've got to talk to some of the boys, you know, in preseason. They saw something in Max that they really haven't seen here in a while. Just the attitude to go kick, you know, yeah. Some butt.
Some rear end.
Yeah, rear end. And do this, you know, we haven't really had that confidence at that position until he stepped in the scene. So it's a real promising thing where the O-line, when he stepped in San Diego, yeah. We knew exactly what was going to go down. He conducted the huddles in a manner where, hey, it's time to get it done. Unfortunately, we lost that game big, but we're seeing bright things come out of Max Hall.
What did you like the most in terms of the game, and what do you think you have to work on the most based on, you know, you've looked at the game film, obviously, Max. So what did you like the most, first off? A lot of people citing the chemistry with Fitz. That seems to be almost instant.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that for sure stands out is I've never had an opportunity to throw to a guy like Larry Fitzgerald, and he's one of, if not the best right now. And so it's fun to have that guy. These guys played their butts off. I thought the O-line did a great job protecting me. And playing hard. You know, you just watch them on field. They're making downfield blocks. They're finishing plays. I have a great offensive line. And, you know, it really is exciting what's going to happen. We're going to get a couple receivers back, Steve and Early. So, I mean, we could really be unstoppable if we wanted to. So it's exciting.
Max, do you ever feel pressure to throw the football to the Japanese Fighting Fitz? Do you ever feel that pressure to throw the ball to Larry Fitzgerald?
Number 11. Yeah.
No, I don't think there's pressure at all. It's just easy to get him the ball. It just really is. And he's going to get his catches. And when you have great players around you, you just get him the ball and let him make plays. And bottom line, and when we get a couple of these guys back, it's going to make it that much easier. So it's just fun to have a guy like that on your side.
You know, Deuce, one indication, you can tell me true or false, that Max is already well accepted into the team and the fabric of the locker room is guys are giving him a hard time. You know, I mean, you hear, you know, I hear, you know, they're messing with him. You know, Fitz said to the media, yeah, well, what do you mean, rookie? He's like 29. You know, I mean, you're hearing jokes like that kind of stuff. But that's how you know a guy's been accepted, don't you?
Yeah. You know, definitely you should be liking that when you're, like, getting messed with. People think, you know, they can push a guy from BYU, you know, let alone a Mormon guy, a storming Mormon.
Yeah,
you know, you got to mess with him.
Mm-hmm. How about that nickname, by the way? You know, Deuce just conveniently said that within earshot of the media a couple days ago, so they all picked up on it.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, he's just mad because he wanted it to be his nickname, and so he's upset about it. But it's fun. You know, we have a great time. These guys give me a hard time, but it's part of it. I love it. So, Deuce especially.
Right now, what are you guys focusing on? What did you guys do over the last couple of days? This being the bye week, of course. I know that you may have actually looked at some Seattle film, looked at some of the tendencies they do and some of the things they do, but you also kind of concentrated on yourself, did you not?
Sure. It's all about rest right now. I mean, I guess, you know, he hasn't hit his rookie wall, but, you know, we play four preseason games and you know, halfway down the season, it's like two college games, two college schedules, so it's all about the rest right now.
Yeah, I think that's for sure. And for me, it's a lot of mental preparation, watching film, making sure I'm ready. But definitely the rest, it comes at a good time.
Have you always enjoyed that part of it, actually getting into the film and getting your hands a little dirty?
I guess so, yeah.
I mean, you have to film work?
To be successful, you have to like it. And, you know, unfortunately, it's at night and my wife wants to watch a movie, but I'm like, hey, you know, babe, sorry, I got to put the film in. But she's awesome. You know, she'll sit there and watch it with me and I'll explain it to her. So she's great.
That's great.
That's not bad. That's not bad. If, you know, if Wolf ever calls in sick, you know, yes, what I mean? We need an analyst. We'll just call your wife in. She's watched a lot of film like Wolf does. She could call the game on a Sunday. That'd be fantastic. What do you think, Ron?
You could actually bring the Warrior Queen in, Paul. She knows knows a fire zone blitz as well as anybody.
There you go.
That's beautiful. Speaking of blitzes, we'll talk about the Cardinals defense next. It is Max Hall and Deuce Latouille on the Big Red Rage from Marley's and Chandler.
Breeze under center, takes the snap, handoff right side, Dockett forced the fumble, ball rolling around and picked up by Rhodes at the 25. Cuts left to the 20, to the outside 10, Rhodes to the 5, touchdown! Terry Rhodes, twice in 2 weeks, a fumble recovery touchdown!
Entrell who? How about Terry Rhodes? The saucy defense of the Arizona Cardinals starting to show.
No doubt. Well said there, Dave Pascherone, Ron Wolfley here on the Big Red Rage from the Cardinals Radio Network. It bears repeating, 3 interceptions against Drew Brees, a guy who had just 2 coming into the game. And there you go, the Cardinals defense setting the tone and getting it into the end zone. Not only Kerry Rhodes, Dominique Rogers, Cromartie, and the Cardinals defense, they simplified things and they were playing more than they were thinking after the game. And now we are breaking it down and looking ahead through the bye week at a showdown with Seattle at Seattle in week number 7. It is a Big Red Rage. Ron Wolfley, yours truly, Paul Calvisi. It is Max Hall and Deuce Latouille. And Deuce, how inspiring was the defense? I mean, they seemed to feed off that crowd like nothing else. I mean, wouldn't you agree? I mean, there's something about the enthusiasm and energy just inspires that defense.
You know, it's awesome to actually establish home field advantage, which been missing here for a while now. Going to the playoffs and certainly winning is only going to get louder in that stadium. You know, the loyalty of the fans and those who have been here for years have been wanting such a winning team like us to come in there and give the fans and, you know, especially the local guys, something to cheer about. And so it's like blood out there. They smell blood, and the defense is just going to exploit anybody in that stadium.
You know, going into that game, guys, on that note right there, I thought it was really imperative that you guys evened out the time of possession because, you know, Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints, of course, we're talking about a team that will move the chains, a team that even though offensively they've struggled in terms of scoring points, this is still a team that can possess the ball. And if your defense is out there way too much, you're going to have a lot of problems. How much did that really factor in? And by the way, dead even with the New Orleans Saints, minus two seconds. That was the difference in time of possession. Was that really an emphasis, Max, going in?
Yeah, absolutely. And we talked about that before, that we got to keep our defense off the field. Even if it means long drives for field goals or whatever, we have to put together drives. But, you know, our defense, they worked hard all week. And, you know, Darnell Dockett got up in front of the team and said, hey, stay after practice, do little things to get better, put in the extra time, the extra work, do whatever you have to do, and it definitely showed up in the game on Sunday. So that was big.
Deuce, do you think the defense saw some of the progress in the offense and with Max as a starter, and maybe they fed off that a little bit as well?
Oh, yeah, certainly. I mean, it's always promising. But if we can handle time of possession, it's time for the defense to freshen up their legs on the sidelines, mm-hmm. Think of things that they can do defensively and just clean up the errors or what have you in game plan, because the more time you give our defense, the more time it's going to be good for us.
How much do you guys think Gerald Hayes coming back is going to help you right now? Gerald Hayes, of course, very underrated, I think, as a Mike backer in this league, and he's coming back and looks as though he's going to play against Seattle. What's that going to do for you guys?
You said it right. Gerald Hayes, underrated. You know, this guy is one of the main points to our team and has always been. I've seen the leadership in Gerald Hayes in the locker room and in the games that we really need this guy.
He's a very cerebral guy, isn't he, too, Max? He's a very smart Mike backer.
Yeah, he's a good, smart football player is what he is, and he's a guy that you definitely want on your side. So we're excited to get him back. He's going to do nothing but make our defense even that much better. So we got some veteran guys especially at linebacker. And with that group working together, they're going to be tough.
You know, Deuce mentioned the home field advantage. How much of you signing with the Cardinals had to do with the fact they're the Arizona Cardinals and it's your hometown? How much of that was in the equation for you?
I think that was definitely part of the equation. I grew up here, Cardinals fan, and to have the opportunity to come back here and play at my home state and in front of family and friends and a team that I've always loved to watch was huge. So, I mean, I'm in a great situation right now, trying to work hard.
Did being here in the hometown, I mean, does that affect either of you guys? You get nervous playing in front of your hometown homies?
Oh, not at all. It's a pride factor, you know, where, you know, you do this for a living, and it's good. It helps out the family. But when you step on that field, all those disappear. Let's do this for Arizona. Let's do this for the 480. Let's do this for Mesa. You know what I mean?
480.
Think about it. 47 straight sellouts, right? I mean, you're setting TV ratings records. They're now the 11th most popular team in the NFL, according to the Harris Poll. I mean, this is quite a turnaround from when you guys were kids, and you're all a part of this. I got to imagine that is pretty worthwhile and pretty fulfilling, to be sure. No doubt about it. Hey, we're going to come back, and we're going to, you know, I got a little nickname for Deuce. It's the human soup spoon because he's always stirring it up out on the field. We'll hear that for yourself next on the Big Red Rage.
Across midfield, first down for Hightower. That's a 13-yard gain and now a penalty flag as Tommy Harris in the backfield got tangled up with Deuce Latui, and Latui's hurt.
After the play, unnecessary roughness. Defense number 91, he is ejected from the game.
Check him with ball.
All right, not only did Tommy Harris get ejected, but he has officially fired up this sideline. Literally, the defensive guys bolted up off the bench when they saw that, and they're yelling at each other, we need to feed off that. We got to feed off that. I mean, the defense is ready to go in right now. That's how fired up they are. There you go. That was the scene in Chicago a year ago at Soldier Field, and Deuce figuring into an early turn of events in the game. We'll get his account on that in a minute here. It is the Big Red Rage, the Deuce Latui, Max Hall, Ron Wolfley, yours truly, Paul Calvisi. And Wolf, it was just a few plays into the game, and all of a sudden, boom, the Bears lose their best defensive lineman. And it was a little gamesmanship, as we learned a little bit later. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I really felt bad for Deuce. There he was. Poor old Deuce. Sure. He's on all fours.
Yeah.
He's on all fours, and somehow this man, this large man, is punching him in the face.
Yeah.
I really didn't understand what was going on, but something told me there was a reason why that large man was punching him in the face.
I mean, Deuce, you were just victimized, I think. You really. I mean, it was just sort
victim.
Of. It was. It was a hit and run job by Tommy Harris, I thought, right?
You know what? It was quite comical for me. Like I said, it's a mental game. I like to exploit people, but that opportunity to get him out of there, you know, that was really good. I can see Kurt jumping for joy and selling the hit and saying, oh, he's out of there. He's out of there. Get him out of the game. And Kurt's yelling, jumping for joy. And, you know, it's good for us.
You know, it was quite comical for us as well in the Big Red Rage about a year ago because Larry Fitzgerald was a guest. Remember that, Wolf? It was yesterday. There was Bertrand Berry. There was Larry Fitzgerald. And then we got the real story as to what went down. Deuce Latui and Tommy Harris got ejected. Let's flash back to that.
Yeah. The Academy Award goes to him. Yeah. Because, you know, if you notice, it was like a 2 to 3 second delay before he actually rolled over.
Right.
Hey, Duke, so a little gamesmanship went on, and good looking out, Deuce.
It was so funny. Deuce was on the ground holding his face, and he's like, hey, Fitz, what's going on, man? Are they throwing
him out?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was hilarious.
Oh, man.
No, Deuce, come on, come clean now. It's a year later. The statute of limitations has run out. What really happened?
You know what? What really happened was, you know, it was the Deuce Latui show, and he was, he was the main guest on it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, things got a little ugly. We tangled up.
Yeah.
You know, I put in a few little extra stuff.
Yeah.
And he's the last man to get caught, you know?
Yeah.
And so he got me in the face, and it hurt real bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. Sure. With all that equipment on her, it really hurt.
You know, I couldn't remember the play per se.
Yeah.
Deuce, what exactly did you do to Tommy Harris? That's what I mean. What specific? Did you shoot the hands to the face? Is that what you're saying?
You know what? It was pretty ugly.
Okay.
You know, it was the first four plays.
It's not
in the
like
game.
They can throw a flag now.
Yeah. You know, I had an opportunity. I put mm-hmm. two in his chest. He went to the ground, and you know, me and my dad, we used to watch a lot of WWF back in the day. So I had a chance to do a Jimmy Fly, Superfly yes, Jimmy Snuka off the top ropes and put that elbow down. Yeah. You know, the elbow came down, connected, and he didn't like that.
The only thing missing from that scene was the folding chair.
And the powder in the face. You know.
Max, if we gave you like a helmet cam, remember the old XFL days and the quarterback used to have camera cam on the helmet? I mean, you see some stuff during the course of a game, don't you, that maybe a lot of TV viewers don't catch, especially at the bottom of a pile from time to time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's some stuff that goes on that the cameras definitely don't catch, and sometimes I'm involved in it, and you definitely know Deuce is involved in it, so... That's good stuff.
All right, now, Deuce, I've got this thing, and somebody's been emailing me here, this acronym that is TBOLITNFL. Apparently, and you've got it on your phone. You've got it on your phone, your screensaver there. And are those stones on a beach?
Yeah.
And where are they?
These are stones on a beach in Scotland.
Okay, now TBOLITNFL. What does that mean?
It stands for the best offensive lineman in the NFL. It's actually Tongan. It's my personal internal commitment. You know, to be the best every Sunday, and it's helped me through this season. If I didn't have this personal internal commitment, then don't put me in there.
How did the stones, though, get on the beach in Scotland?
You know, it's the Deuce Latui story that, you know, I'm sharing with other people my commitment. And it's helped. It's spreading like a virus. And people are finding their own TBOLITNFL, not necessarily through football, but through other means.
Is there any place that somebody can actually go and get information on
you
that?
You can Google it. Google TBOLITNFL check it out.
Absolutely.
It out. Yeah.
Sounds like Stonehenge, like in England or something. Is that what you guys are saying over there? It's like a big mystery. Do we need like a Discovery Channel special on this, Deuce? It's sort of shrouded in mystery here.
You got to check it out. It's pretty good stuff. You know.
I see.
Well, wow. Once again, TBOLITNFL. Google it, my drugs.
All right, you know what else is good stuff? When Max Hall was wearing a microphone against the Redskins in preseason game number 4. We are going to hear some of that when we come back. We're going to hear Deuce Latui in action himself, all wired up, talking some smack to a former USC teammate, a certain guy he will meet again in their next game against Seattle. You will hear that as well. Also, a quick reminder, single game tickets on sale now through all Ticketmaster outlets. Visit Ticketmaster.com or just call 1-800-745-3000. That is Ticketmaster.com. It is the Big Red Rage. Adrian Wilson has the bye week off. We have come large with Max Hall and Deuce Latui. Back at you from Marley's and Chandler right after this.
Chaw.
We got a first down. Let's go. What's next?
I play the game with a lot of passion. I get really excited when I play, and I love to get into football. I give it everything I got, and I think the guys around me and the coaches and fans and everybody can just kind of feel how much excitement I can bring to the game. You've been wired in, quarterback Max Hall.
Wolf, help me out over here. I didn't play 10 years in the NFL and go to 4 Pro Bowls like you did. That doesn't sound much like a quarterback. I mean, if you go ahead and would have put a blindfold on me, I wouldn't really identify that as a quarterback right there in the wired up segment.
Are you looking at the picture right there? That's Maximus Hall right there, ladies and gentlemen. Right. Yeah, that's the reason why. Are you not entertained? He plays the game not like a quarterback, and he certainly doesn't play like a kicker. Oh, did I say that? He plays the game like a Mike backer is what he does, and that's the reason why he's got his teammates' respect.
And one of the reasons he is our special guest along with Deuce Latui here on the Big Red Rage. And so, Max, a simple question. Is that the way it's always been for you in the game of football? Have you always been a quarterback, or did you, like, start as a linebacker and then just didn't change your mentality? Tell us about the evolution.
No, I've always pretty much been a quarterback. And, you know, I think I learned a lot of that actually from my dad growing up, who's sitting right here, everybody. But I remember my dad.
Where's that? Give Dad a round of applause. There we go.
Absolutely.
There it is.
You know, I remember as a kid, my dad didn't think I was vocal enough. So I remember him grabbing me by the face mask and going, get in there and get those guys going and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, he taught me from a young age. You get in there, get your guys fired up, and let's go. So, I mean, a lot of credit goes to him in teaching me that kind of mentality of, I guess you could say, a Mike backer, but all, playing as quarterback.
But you got to be careful, don't you, Max? Because you've got to do, you know, you've got to do. I think that's the one thing that most of our listeners should know about not only the game of football, but professional sports overall. Before you can truly be a leader, you got to do. Right? You got to back it up before somebody's going to, otherwise you're just like a gong banging away, right?
Yeah, especially when you're an undrafted free agent, four-string quarterback coming in, you know, you got to kind of slowly transition into that and earn the respect. So that comes with hard work and showing up on the field. And then when guys look to you, then you have an opportunity to lead and to do things like that.
And I'll tell you, you taking that hit the way that you did right there and going for the end zone the way that you did, I will tell you right now, I was not in that locker room, Deuce Ledoux, but that right there, that one play, I will guarantee you, earned you a huge amount of respect in the locker room because of that. Kudos. That's what I mean by doing.
Kudos.
Kudos.
That and some ibuprofen, no doubt about it. Now,
lots of ibuprofen.
Yeah. Deuce, I mean, he hasn't hesitated from day one. I mean, like, even in the off-season camps and stuff, from taking command in the huddle, has he?
Oh, not at all. I mean, it's a natural part, and, you know, it's in his bloodline. You know, he has uncles and grandfathers who played the game, and it's just in his blood. It's in his DNA to be that way.
The hardest part is controlling this guy.
You know, is he the guy who doesn't listen? Is he the kid in class who's got the discipline problem? Yeah. Is that Deuce?
I'm in there. He does a couple things. First of all, I'm in there trying to call the play, and he's looking over at the D lineman and going, you know, you're going down.
Yeah.
Or I'll come into the huddle and he'll go to give me a high five, you know, and I'll go to give it back and he'll give me one of these. You know what I'm saying? Come on,
wow.
Deuce.
I mean, well, you got to loosen up out there.
Hey, Deuce is great.
Yeah, you got to loosen up.
Deuce is great about keeping everybody loose and, you know, just having fun while we're out there, definitely.
You know, Max, that is a perfect segue into what we are about to hear from a couple years ago. This is Equal Opportunity Wired because Deuce Ledoux was wearing a microphone, and this was against Seattle a few years ago, and his good buddy from his USC days, Lofa Tutupu, was on the other side. Roll it, gentlemen.
All right. All right. Lofa. Lofa. Woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah. I see you got your new tattoos. Lofa with the new tattoos. Hey, Lofa, I know you can hear me. Hey, man, why don't you call me for lunch yesterday?
You know, see, that, everyone wondered the motivation. There was a Cardinal beat down to the Seahawks, and I think it was fueled, Deuce, by the fact that Lofa never called you for lunch, and you took it out on the Seahawks.
You know what? That little segment right there has affected our relationship with me.
Yeah, I bet it has.
You know, he said I embarrassed him on national television. He won't call me back. I think he changed his number. And so, no treating out of lunch with him.
Yeah, that video did get picked up nationally. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. Deuce, though, you talk almost every game you're out there yakking, right?
Oh, you know, it's just part of the thing. You know, it's a mental thing, like I say.
But you also do it because it challenges yourself, because if you're going to yak, you better back it up, right?
Oh, yeah, and it's up here. It's what I, you know, just say and do the things that you say you're going to do and execute them, you know?
You know, that's a good point, though, Wolf. I mean, Lofa shouldn't take it personal. Deuce yells at everyone.
That's,
you know,
right.
What I mean? Hey, guests of the show are going to receive a gift from Bueller Watch Company, available at Betteridge Jewelers in Scottsdale, Schmidt Jewelers in Phoenix. Bueller Watch is ready to accompany you to the limit of your exploits and beyond. Down the stretch we come on the Big Red Rage. Deuce Ledoux and Max Hall from Marley's in Chandler. This edition of the Big Red Rage, Deuce Ledoux, Max Hall, and Max, it is a bye week, but there you were this morning, and right, you're in watching film, throwing it around a little bit. So what's the itinerary, what's the schedule the rest of the bye weekend for you?
It's finally give my wife some attention. You know, she's been great. You know, these really since training camp started, you know, we haven't been able to spend a lot of time with each other, so we'll spend some time. you know, maybe go shopping. She deserves a date or something, you know, right, babe?
Well said. Husbands everywhere, take notice of Max Hall up here. Yeah. You know what I mean? My goodness. Absolutely.
I'm just trying to earn some brownie points. Yeah. You know how.
That's well done. You know what I mean? That's well done. You know, Deuce, what's going to be the highlight of the bye weekend for you? Huh? A little R&R?
You know what? Just because Max said that, I think I might do the same.
And, contagious.
It's contagious. Yeah. I'm going to do the same thing. You know?
I see.
Well, why don't you say something like, you know what, I'm actually going to take her to the Ritz-Carlton. Why don't you say that?
Wolf.
You know?
Now, wait a minute.
Just kind of get up into this one-upsmanship thing.
You know, I'm going to take her to Vegas.
Are you a big Vegas guy, too? Because you don't seem like a Vegas guy.
You know, just have a second honeymoon, you know?
Hey, Deuce, are you going to tell them about the crowd noise up at Falls Start Field? It's going to be loud in Seattle, isn't it?
Oh, I tell you, it is. Prepare yourself for a big one.
Yeah, you know how close you are to Deuce right now, Max? You won't be able to hear him. You'll be screaming it, which might be a good thing with Deuce, you know.
Hopefully we can
sign language.
Silence that crowd a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully we can score early and often.
Really love to have you guys back. Maybe we could get you to come out of your shell next time, though. You know, I mean, that'd be nice.
Special thanks to Jim Omohundro, Walt Ellis, Jason Ellis, Jared Cohen. How about Derek Burns? Special thanks, everyone, to Deuce Latouille and Max Hall. A very special bi-week edition of the Big Red Rage. Enjoy your weekend, everyone.
Hey, I'll get to the rest of the game. Believe that.
You've been listening to the Big Red Rage with Adrian Wilson.
What a play by the gas, man.
The Rage is brought to you by Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. University of Phoenix, the official education partner of the Arizona Cardinals. And by azcardinals.com, the Cardinals' inside source on the web. This has been an exclusive presentation of the Arizona Cardinals Football Club.